The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast, explaining the news coming out of the complex worlds of finance, economics, and politics, and the impact it will have on everyday Americans. Author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, and trader, Chris Markowski.
All right, welcome everybody to another edition of Economic Whack-A-Mole. That's what I start calling this podcast, for crying out loud. Every day you get up and there's another story, another headline from some corner around the globe signaling more uncertainty. And markets don't like uncertainty. Again, Chris, what? I don't understand. Markets were up the day before, down the next day. Guys, expect more of the same. It's pretty chaotic out there. Again, you know, you're seeing the things that are happening around the globe. I'll go some headlines from this morning. Eurozone inflation, 10%. You've got this ridiculous notion out there that the UK has done something wrong with tax cuts, and there's pushback from the elitists and the globalists out there that love bigger government. The UK has had several quote unquote conservative prime ministers, go from David Cameron to Theresa May to Boris Johnson. And the reality is they were all big government types. Crying out loud, Boris Johnson would have been part of the squad here in the United States. All this green nonsense. They have to change directions. It's not as if the UK economy was going like gangbusters before all of this. So again, do you think that that's the issue with the bonds? No, it's chicken, you know, the old proverbial chickens coming home to roost. Well, what do you expect is going to happen when you have negative interest rates for an extended period of time? Quite frankly, I like the way that the UK is handling the situation we got the Congress meeting today, correct? And you're going to, you know, continuing resolution, going to keep the government funded through the middle of December. And you go through there. There's all sorts of pork projects and all sorts of BS that's put into these. It's brutal. It really is. You want to deal with inflation. You got to deal with it, quite frankly, out of Washington, D.C., not the Federal Reserve. And we've continued to repeat this again and again and again. But again, another story. This is not free market. This doesn't solve the problems that you're having. The European Union is expected to approve sweeping energy market intervention. Limits on electricity prices. You know, what's funny about this thing is that it doesn't increase supply. Yeah, they're going to find ways to cap energy prices. They're going to find ways to tax various different energy companies, windfall profits taxes, because we know how well those work. They're going to try to reduce consumption. Again, that will help supply a little bit, but I mean, are they increasing the supply at all? Actually, I did see today that Greece has actually cut a deal with an LNG company. So they're not going to have to. Russia can shut off the natural gas. They're going to be okay. They've taken care of themselves. This is your answer? Again, they're just as dumb in the EU as our politicians are here. They're just as dumb. They're just as useless. This is your answer. This is how you solve the problem. Anyway, moving on. Zuckerberg freezing hiring at Meta. Could have seen this coming a mile away. Listen, my thoughts on Facebook. And Facebook has made us a lot of money over the years and during certain periods of time. However, at this current point, they need to make a change. Okay. The valuation is down. Yes. And they've got cash on the balance sheet. They make money. They took a massive hit with the privacy controls on Apple devices. That obviously hurt the bottom line. I think it was a tune of about $10 billion. You want to turn Facebook, Meta's stock around. You want instantly is that Mark Zuckerberg needs to step aside. I can't stand, they have, there's certain companies, they have this stock structure where, you know, the executives, people running the company have, you know, super voting rights and they're able to keep control. Snap is another company that's like that. Needs to go away. You accomplish something. At some point in time, you have to step away. He reminds me almost like of an aging athlete that's aging badly, that is sticking around and hanging around, you know, just because they can. No, he needs to step aside. They need to change direction. Again, watching one mistake after another mistake. I mean, you got a great brand, Facebook. It's a pretty recognizable global brand. You just said, you know what? I'm going to change it. We're going to be Meta. The flip is Meta. Oh, we're going to have a metaverse. And then you roll out this crap with this 1990s type graphics. And again, you know, I don't understand it. I don't get it. And if I don't understand, I don't get it. I'm sure that there's plenty of others that don't understand it and don't get it. And it's okay. It's okay to speculate within your business in regards to, you know, going in different directions, trying something new. Google does it all the time. Apple does it all the time. They just don't go all in. They just don't go all in. As I said, Google just shut down, closed down. They were starting some sort of video gaming venture. They tried and it didn't work out, and they pulled the plug. They pulled the plug. I don't know if Mark Zuckerberg's capable of pulling a plug. You're seeing right now, okay, we're freezing hiring, and he's saying it's because of the economy. I'm going to call bull excrement on that. He's freezing hiring because they, first and foremost, overhired, like many tech companies have, and you're seeing layoffs across the board. I think DocuSign announced, yes, it was 20% of their staff they're laying off. You're going to continue to see it. They went nuts. And it's not the economy, Mark. It's the choices that you're making. And, you know, you want to turn that company around. I mean, you want to still be involved and be on the board and advise and do all of those things. Fine. But you shouldn't be running the show anymore. That stock's going to turn when Mark Zuckerberg finds somebody else to run the show. Interesting piece today. This guy's name, I never saw him write for the Wall Street Journal. His name is Red Janicki. And he is he's president of the Townsend Group International. And I've never seen him write for the Wall Street Journal, but he was talking about the costs of borrowing. And again, this is something that we've talked about here on the program for a long time, is again, the Federal Reserve's raising rates and what that does to our budget and what it does to our country. And because of this, because they're raising rates, our borrowing costs are at a ridiculous level, and it continues to eat up more and more of our budget. So, you know, one of two things has to happen. They have to try to extract more money out of the economy in regards to taxes, or they're going to have to print more. So it's this, he calls it a doom loop. This is exactly what he wrote about in Wall Street, is exactly what we've been talking about here. How do you get out of this situation? The only way to solve the damn problem is for our government to balance the frickin' budget and to start saying no. And to stop all this printing money and signing a check and handing out things to here, there, and everywhere. It's gotten out of control. It's nuts. Yeah, this is interesting. Vivek Ramaswamy, he has been pretty active as of late. He started his own, I think, money management company called Strive. And I got to get in contact with these guys and talk to them a little bit. He had a piece today. I sent shareholder letters recently to the boards of Apple, Disney, and Chevron, questioning their decisions to embrace environmental, social, and governance agendas that don't appear to advance business goals, including Apple's racial equity audit, Chevron's Scope 3 carbon emissions targets, and Disney's opposition to Florida's Parental Rights and Education Act. I detail the tangible cost to each company of adopting these policies. The most common counter argument is that ESG practices are in the long run interests of stockholders. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that's BS. Yeah, and I agree. I don't see it. How is these things in the long run interest to shareholders? That's their dodge. That's their way out. So Disney employees who pressured CEO Bob Chapek to oppose Florida statute, which prohibits classroom sex talk in lower elementary grades. Now, again, this is something that, quite frankly, I don't get the argument. I don't understand it. It seems to me to be a point of compromise to say, okay, we can talk about these things once kids hit a certain age, but below that age, we should probably be off limits. Anyway, he said that they were motivated by human rights. Come on. You're Disney, for crying out loud. Now, I understand you made a hell of a lot of money with, I was going to crack at it. Pretty Woman, the Disney movie, the Hooker with the Heart movie. Hey, who didn't like that movie? They don't have a ride at Disney. They don't have a Pretty Woman ride. You ever notice that? Anyway, come on. You really need to get into it with kids at that age. And it's okay. If a kid asks a question, you can answer the question. You shouldn't start conversations when it comes to this. Anyway. This is funny. The whole student loan giveaway thing is starting to fall apart to some degree. Yeah. They're walking back the idea that they can forgive loans that came from the private sector, afraid of lawsuits. These loans were given out this 10 plus years ago. This is prior to Obama taking over the federal government, we the taxpayers being the lender for student loans. And they're still around. And the lenders are like, you can't do that. And yeah, the Biden administration balked. They pulled back. No, they can't do that. Starting to see more lawsuits. Again, it's talking about travesty of justice. It's just a travesty of common sense. And hopefully we'll continue to see these lawsuits follow through and push back. Because my biggest concern with this is that it's never going to end. It's just going to get bigger. It's just going to get bigger. It's going to get out of control. It's going to be another entitlement that we cannot afford. I saw this, and I mentioned here. Our business family, we're all in Apple. We got the Apple devices, Apple TV. Our company, we use everything because it works well. But again, the company still does piss me off from time to time. I'm being honest with you. It does. Ticks me off. I saw this. Apple's vice president of procurement, this guy's name is Tony Blevins. He had to step aside. He had to leave the company. Obviously, he was pressured to leave the company. And they're saying he made vulgar comments that went viral on TikTok. No, he cracked a joke, and it was freaking funny. Now, granted, a lot of idiot kids out there probably didn't get it, but it was a joke. It's a similar type of a quip that I would make here on my podcast, my radio show, whatever I'm doing. So I guess there's some stupid TikTok guy that goes around. It's amazing how people can make a living nowadays. Goes around to people in nice cars and ask them what they do for a living. I guess they ask people in expensive cars certain things. So Blevins comes out of the car, and he gives a classic line from the movie Arthur. When did Arthur come out? That had to be 1980, 81. Was that song, Christopher Cross? If you get caught between the moon and New York City or something like that. Remember that? Anyway, it's a yacht rock song. Blevins cuts out of the car and he said, "I race cars, play golf, and fondle big-breasted women, but I take weekends and major holidays off." It's a great line. I forgot the line. I haven't seen the movie in years, but it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny if you know it's from that movie, but no. You say something like that, you have to leave your job. I'd go out and I'd give a big F you to everyone that kind of pushed him out of the company. Call these people out. I can't crack a joke. Some point in time, people, you're going to have to start standing up for yourself. Again, I don't know what type of stock options that are tied up or they threatened him with to keep his mouth shut, or what type of pay package they gave him as long as he kept his mouth shut. Who knows? But I you got to say something at some point in time. Anyway, alrighty. Yeah, that ended quickly. Democrats are no vote on the bill banning stock trading for Congress. That didn't last. See, they got a headline. Now they're not going to do it. And again, we mentioned that it could be a hell of a lot more simple. Wall Street Journal actually saying, "Oh no, you can't do any of this because it's going to keep people that are successful from the private sector from deciding they want to go into government service." Come on, Wall Street. I mean, is it really so hard to take your point? You want to serve the country. You go and you do it for 4 years, 2 years, 6 years, 8 years, and you put your money into a blind trust. Is that so hard to do? Come on. Al Gore, John Kerry aim to hijack the World Bank. We talked about this here on the program. Yeah, they do. They want to take the whole thing over. They want to take the whole purpose of the World Bank is to fight extreme poverty and to boost people's prosperity. No. They want to take it over, and they want to say the only way to do that is through spending money on their freaking stupid green initiatives. Hey, how are those green initiatives helped global prosperity this year? Well, I guess it depends on how you look at it. If you are the recipient of government largesse, no matter where you may be, you're thrilled. I mean, those green policies help with poverty in Europe, in Africa, in South America, here in the United States. Part of the damn bill that they're signing today in Congress is relief. Checks to help people pay their electric bills and oil bills this winter. Yeah, that's where we are.
Just try to get your arms around the number. $45.6 billion was bilked from the pandemic unemployment program. $45 billion plus. it became an easy target for criminals to siphon away funds. It's not difficult to outsmart bureaucrats. It really isn't. And we told you this was going to happen. Told you. I mean, just understand what could, if you think about $45 billion invested and grown in a proper fashion, the type of wealth that it could create, the type of jobs that it could create, the type of good that it could bring to the entire world. We just flush it down the toilet because we can't figure out who we're sending money to. You didn't think that was prudent, for crying out loud? Anyway, one more quick one before we go today. Not making this up. There was a Planned Parenthood doctor. Went to medical school. I don't know if it was evil medical school like Dr. Evil from Austin Powers, but tells Congress, just congressional testimony on the record, that men can get pregnant. Again, I like to hearken back to the wise young child, kindergartner, sitting in class. Arnold Schwarzenegger is now the teacher of the kindergarten class, and the kid lets Arnold Schwarzenegger and the class know in the film Kindergarten Cop that boys have a penis, girls have a vagina. It really is that simple, isn't it? Anyway, have a wonderful weekend, everybody. I keep trying to reiterate this to people. It's going to be rocky. Waters are going to be rough moving forward when it comes to the markets. Okay, understand where you are, where you want to go, timeframes. All of these things are important. Like I said, it could get a hell of a lot more difficult over the next several months before it gets easier. Know this, it will pass. It will pass, and if you own quality, you'll be just fine. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll see you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.